From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Saudi Arabia is the latest scene of violence as the holy month of Ramadan draws to a close. Suicide bombers struck near one of Islam's holiest sites Monday, killing 4 security officials and wounding 5 others. The attackers set off the explosives in the holy city of Medina at a checkpoint outside the mosque where the Prophet Muhammad is buried. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out a series of bombings and shooting attacks in the kingdom in the past 2 years. No foreigners were hurt in Monday's blast. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continued his 4-country tour of Africa and Kenya Tuesday. Netanyahu's mission to boost trade began in Uganda on Monday. The Israeli leader said his visit signals dramatic changes in the relationship between Africa and Israel.
We believe that Africa is a continent on the rise, and the rising tide will help everyone. A rising tide lifts all ships, and working together, we all stand to benefit. And people, citizens of Kenya who are listening to this, should know that the practical result of our cooperation can be greater prosperity and greater security.
The Israeli leader also planned stops in Rwanda and Ethiopia. The campaign for the President of the United States moves to the southern state of North Carolina Tuesday, with both Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton holding events there. For Clinton, her event in Charlotte marks the first time President Barack Obama will join her on the campaign trail. Clinton says she is looking forward to working together with the president. Meantime, Trump will be taking the stage at a rally in Raleigh, the state capital, Tuesday evening. Clinton and Trump are expected